TFI presents the thrilling adventures of the Lone Ranger.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Toe. I am Silver.
The commanding officer at Fort Newton in New Mexico Territory pounded his desk with his fist in frustration as he spoke heatedly to his aide, Lieutenant Perry.
Hey, Senator Lieutenant Perry, this situation is intolerable. I've had wide experience in Indian warfare, but this is the first time I've ever found Apaches following a deliberate strategic pattern in their operations.
What do you make of it, Major Perry?
Well, frankly, I'm puzzled. Their moves are made as if directed by a military mastermind. What's more puzzling is that they seem to know every move we make. Several army wagon trains came through without being molested, but the one carrying ammunition was the one those infernal Apaches raided.
Yes, and the couriers we sent asking for reinforcements have been intercepted. It seems impossible to get word through to the fort at El Paso.
Exactly. The Apaches must have spies everywhere.
Let me try to get through to El Paso.
You?
Yes, sir.
How can you expect to get through after so many others have failed?
I know this territory well, sir, and I know the ways of Indians. I feel sure I can succeed.
Well, all right, Lieutenant, you have my permission and my blessing. I sincerely hope you succeed.
That afternoon, Lieutenant Perry left the fort with praise for his courage ringing in his ears. When he reached the top of a hill, he pulled to a stop. For a moment, he looked back at the fort with a strange expression on his face. Then, with a grim smile, he removed his military hat and put it into his saddlebag, from which he took a wide beaded headband. He adjusted the headband securely in place of his hat, then started down the trail at a gallop.
Get up there.
Ranger and Tonto were riding up the trail toward Fort Newton when Tonto suddenly spoke.
Look, Kimasabe, we see dust cloud over rise and distance.
Yes, yeah, someone coming toward us. We're turning into the gully until he passes. Come on, Tonto.
Come, Scout. Easy for us.
The horseman will pass in a moment.
Him not see us here. Him coming over rise now. We see him through brush.
Yes, I see him too.
Get up! Him wear army uniform.
But look, he's wearing a beaded headband in place of his army hat.
Ah, that's strange.
Very strange. He wore the uniform of a cavalry officer and a headband of beads. I'm curious about him, Tonto. Let's trail him and see where he goes.
Meantime, the lieutenant followed the river trail for about 2 miles.
Whoa,
suddenly, he pulled to a stop as two Apache braves rode from behind big boulders and barred his path.
What the heck?
They held rifles pointed at the officer.
How? Paleface told you where Indian band round head. You come. We take you to White Chief.
The lieutenant hesitated a moment. The Indians still kept their rifles aimed at him, and he realized he had no other choice but to go with them. Finally, he spoke.
Very well. I'll go with you. Take me to your white chief.
Go that way.
Get up. Come on.
The two Indians and the lieutenant rode into the foothills for some time. Finally, they entered a deep-set narrow valley, and the officer realized he had reached the Apache's camp. He and his two escorts stopped in front of the chief's wigwam. The lieutenant waited beside his horse as the chief came from the wigwam, accompanied by a man in the uniform of a French army officer.
Good afternoon, Captain Gabon.
You are a most welcome visitor, Lieutenant. Chief Big Hawk, this is the American officer with whom I made friends in El Paso.
How? Friend of white leader is welcome to Apache camp.
How, Chief Big Hawk? Captain, the headband you gave me was a pass of safety.
Oui, Monsieur Lieutenant. Big Hawk has given orders to all Apache braves to respect the beaded headband.
Ah.
I am glad our many talks down in El Paso have convinced you to aid in the great cause, mon ami.
In spite of all our talks, Captain, I don't know exactly what your cause is.
I shall tell you briefly. As you know, Napoleon III has placed Maximilian on the throne of Mexico and has given him military support.
Yes, I know.
It is Napoleon's desire to strengthen Maximilian's position among the people of Mexico so they will accept him more readily.
I've heard Maximilian has great opposition.
Oui, unfortunately.
But your activity among the Apaches, what about that?
Mon ami, the people of your country will think there is just another big uprising of the Indians. What they do not know is that when the settlers here have been terrorized and the few garrisons depleted and weakened in New Mexico, soldiers loyal to Maximilian and trained by Napoleon's officers will move in from the mountain region south of here and take the territory for Mexico.
You believe such a move will cause the Mexican people to look with favor on their new emperor?
Of course.
You already know conditions at Fort Newton?
Oui. There are about 50 troopers at the fort. With your help, we shall learn the fort's weaknesses. And at dawn tomorrow, the Apaches will move against it. Now let us go into the wigwam and discuss the plan of attack with Chief Big Hawk.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the trail of Lieutenant Perry and the two Apaches through the foothills. Tonto noticed many Indian signs along the way, but he and the masked man managed to reach a ridge overlooking the camp in the valley without mishap. They pulled to a halt.
Oh, easy, get it out.
All right. They're Apache camp, Kimasabi.
Yes, I'll use my field glasses.
What you see?
The officer we saw wearing the headband is talking to a man in what seems to be a French officer's uniform.
And that's strange.
Now they're going into the chief's wigwam. The officer we saw must have come from Fort Newton.
Traitor, maybe.
Yes. There's several hundred braves in that camp, Tuttle. The troopers must be told about them.
Is Apache watch trail to fort? It's not easy to get through.
They'll most likely be watching the trail south of the foot of El Paso, too.
Mean not snapping up, Philip. From fort, ride trail without harm from Apache.
Either he's known to them or has something to indicate that he's friendly to them. Maybe. Tonto, a beaded headband. That must be it.
Ah.
Don't you have a beaded headband in your saddlebag?
Here. Here, headband.
Good. If we're right, this should guarantee my safety on the trail to Fort Newton. Tonto, you head for El Paso and tell Colonel Harris what we've seen. I'll wait at Fort Newton for you. Adios.
Adios. Me hurry. A 3-4 hour ride. Get him up, Scott.
Come on, Silver.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment. To continue. After discovering the Apache camp, the Lone Ranger and Tonto separated. The Indians started for El Paso, while the masked man rode toward Fort Newton wearing the beaded headband. He sighted Apaches on the way, but they let him pass without interference, which he concluded was due to the headband. It was dusk when the sergeant of the guard took the Lone Ranger into the major's office.
Hey, you! I'm delighted and relieved to see you, my friend.
Hello, Major.
The master, I don't...
This masked man is a good friend, Sergeant. You and the guards may leave.
Yes.
My couriers haven't been able to get through. I don't know how you made it. Sit down, my friend.
Oh, thanks. I know this headband brought me through safely. Hmm? I put it into my pocket just before I reached the fort, but I wore it while riding the trail. I saw several Apaches on the way, but they didn't try to stop me.
A beaded headband, eh? I don't see how you...
I'll discuss it further in a moment, Major. Now, tell me, did one of your men leave the fort a while ago?
Yes, my aide, Lieutenant Perry.
Uh-huh.
I admire his courage. He offered to take a dispatch to Colonel Harris at El Paso.
The lieutenant didn't go to El Paso.
How do you know? Was he ambushed?
He's alive, Major. He wore a beaded headband like this one. How did I saw him on the trail?
I don't understand.
The lieutenant met two Apache braves. They took him to the Apache camp.
To the Apache camp? Then he's a prisoner.
No, sir. Perhaps a traitor, Major.
The masked man told briefly what he and Tonto had seen through the field glasses. He concluded by saying,
the fact that the lieutenant went to the Apache camp today may indicate that time is near for an attack on the fort.
I'll give orders to be prepared for an attack. Will you stay with us?
I'll be glad to. If Tonto gets through, the reinforcements may arrive before the attack.
And if he doesn't get through, we're done for.
Perhaps, but not without putting up a mighty good fight.
Evening in the chief's wigwam, the French officer, Captain Cabot, was talking to the lieutenant and Chief Big Hawk.
It is settled that we attack this fort at dawn.
I have an idea, Captain, that will make the capture of the fort easy.
So? And just what is the idea, mon ami?
You plan to have the Apaches hidden just over the ridge in front of the fort at dawn.
Where?
Well, why not let me ride at a gallop down the slope toward the gates of the fort, followed by two or three braves shooting arrows over my head?
Huh?
The guards will think I've returned from El Paso and that I'm being attacked by a few Indians. They'll let me inside.
And then look here?
Then I'll tell the major the Apaches are gathering to attack from behind the fort.
Oh.
When I get the chance, I'll unbolt the gates. The Apaches will attack down the slope from the front and be able to enter immediately.
Wonderful. That is what we will do, Lieutenant.
During the night, there was great activity inside the fort as settlers straggled in after being warned that an attack was possible, and everyone prepared for the expected fight. At dawn, the Lone Ranger and the Major stood on the rampart near the big gate, watching up the slope to the ridge beyond.
Well, so far, there's nothing to indicate an attack is imminent. But if anything is going to happen, it should start soon. Sun's coming up.
I'm worried about your friend Tonto. It seems to me if he got through, the reinforcements would have been here by this time.
Yes, I know. I've tried not to think that he might have been... Look, a rider galloping down the slope toward the fort.
The Indians are chasing him. That's the lieutenant. Let's get to the gate.
Right.
As the lieutenant approached, the gates were swung open. Three Apaches, keeping out of gun range, turned and raced back up the slope. In a moment, Lieutenant Perry pulled to a stop inside the fort.
Lieutenant
Perry, I didn't expect you to return.
Major.
If those Apaches had really been after you, Lieutenant, they were close enough to have shot you with an arrow.
This masked man.
Hey, friend. Lieutenant, if this is a trick...
No, not a trick against the fort, but a trick to get here safely. There are 300 Apaches waiting behind that ridge in front of the fort. I told the leader, a French officer working on orders from Napoleon, that I'd say they'd attack from behind the fort.
Lieutenant, you were seen in conference with the Apache chief at the Indian camp. I'm inclined to think...
Please, Major, you must believe me. I left here with full intentions of going to El Paso, and I was sure I'd get through safely for reasons I'll explain later. Some Apaches stopped me on the trail and forced me to go with them to their camp. This is the only chance I've had to get back to the fort. That's the truth, sir.
I believe him, Major. Huh? We saw the Apaches holding guns on him. I suggest you alert the troopers. The attack will come in a moment.
Sergeant, alert them in for the attack.
Yes, sir.
The Frenchman, Captain Cabot, must be captured, sir. He's very dangerous, and he alone controls the Apaches.
I hope we can trust you, Lieutenant.
He can be watched closely until we're sure, Major. Meantime, I think he is telling the truth. We'll see it.
The Indians are coming over the ridge.
Have the men hold their fire until the Apaches are close enough for effective shots.
Hold your fire until I give the order.
The Indians swarmed down the slope, heading directly for the gate. When the front ranks were within gun range, the Lone Ranger spoke.
Now, Major.
Open fire!
You see? They didn't expect that volley. They expected me to open the gate for them. Look, here's the French officer with a key.
We must get him.
You hit him. He's opened the door.
Have your men come in, Major. Tell him to let me out.
Open the gate and let the masked man through.
He'll never make it.
The Major and Lieutenant watched. The Lone Ranger ran out to where the French captain lay wounded. The men in the fort kept up rapid gunfire as he picked up the wounded man and trotted back. The Apaches hadn't rallied enough to be within range of him, but it seemed that in another moment he'd fall a victim to their bullets.
Run! Run!
He must make it! He must!
He can't get back, Major! We better close the gate!
Don't touch those kids!
The two officers and the men watched tensely as the Lone Ranger ran with his heavy burden toward the open gate. Another moment and he'd be inside. Then he stumbled and fell.
He's done for it! We better close the gate before the Apaches come through.
Major, look! Cavalry moving into both sides!
the Lone Ranger fell, he realized death was close. Just slamming one of his guns, he raised on his elbows and emptied it at the chief, who had moved within range. At that moment, the masked man, too, realized the troopers had arrived.
The cavalry from El Paso had been cut out safe.
The cavalry moved in fast, and the Apaches, now without any leader, seemed to think only of escaping. The major, lieutenant, and some of the troopers ran out through the gate as the Lone Ranger stood up.
Yes, Major.
You kept the Apaches from rescuing the French captives. And as he's unconscious, he's beginning to add.
Stand the force in.
Toto, thank heaven you're safe.
I'm glad to get here in time, Kimisabe.
Thanks, Toto. We needed this help. We'll go inside and question that French officer when he regains consciousness. Let's go.
All right.
Later, the Major with the Lone Ranger, Toto, and the Lieutenant stood beside Captain Cabot's cot.
Well, Captain, your big plans have fallen through. Lieutenant Perry has told us about them.
The Lieutenant, he is the traitor who turned against us.
The Lieutenant is a man of courage who did his country a big service, Captain Cabot.
You, that mask, I do not understand.
Another great man of courage, Captain. In spite of the Lieutenant's efforts, your savages might have succeeded if it hadn't been for the masked man and his friend.
I am a French officer of Napoleon's army.
If I know anything about Napoleon III... he'll deny he knew of your plans, Captain, and leave you in the hands of our government for punishment.
Lieutenant, I owe you an apology for thinking you were a traitor.
I don't blame you for thinking that, sir. I met Captain Cabot in El Paso a month ago. I celebrated a little too much, and as most soldiers do, was complaining about certain things in the service. He approached me with the idea of throwing in with him, and I let him think I was willing.
Why, you Americans, I do not understand you. You complain loudly about everything, but it means nothing.
We reserve the right to complain openly about matters, Captain. That's one of the rights freedom gives us, a right people in many other countries don't have. But actions speak louder than words, and the complaining soldiers will fight to preserve that right, along with others.
Very true, sir. When I hear my men complaining, I'm satisfied. If they're sulking, I know something is radically wrong. Lieutenant, I congratulate you. And I, too, apologize.
Thank you, Major.
Well, Toto, we'll head south this morning. I work here, son.
Kimisabe.
We'll be back someday, Major. Adios, everyone.
Adios. Adios.
Major, who is that masked man?
A great American, Lieutenant. A man who's always willing to risk his life to help his country and to preserve the freedom of its people. He's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, is produced by Kendall Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy.
You must understand.